Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery. As always, excited for another Mind Shifting Monday. It is Monday, October 31st already. Can't believe it's the end of the month, but also excited about it because it's the beginning of another great week and another phenomenal month is soon to come tomorrow in November. So again, thank you guys for joining us tonight for Mind Shift Talk Radio. For those of you that are listening online, make sure that you join us in the chat room at mindshifttalkradio.com. Also, tonight is going to be a phenomenal show. I can't stress that enough. And so I'm sure that you guys are going to have tons of questions. There may be some comments. And I just encourage you to make sure that you have a pen and a piece of paper and feel free to call into the show tonight if you have any questions, any burning questions about funding your dreams and your passion. This is a show that you do not want to miss. So make sure if you have any questions, you call in at area code 347-989-0206. But as I said, welcome to Mind Shift Talk Radio. As always, we encourage you to come to the show with an open mind, an open heart, and an open perspective. There are some things that we discuss on this show that not everyone necessarily agrees with, but this is real conversation for real folk. We say real talk for real folk on Mind Shift Talk Radio. Also, it's a little different tonight, very different actually, because as I said, this is Stacey, the personal development expert, always excited to be here, and normally I'm accompanied by my mind-shifting crew, Dr. Ayal Kedar and Mr. Billy Miller. However, my sidekicks are not going to be able to join me tonight, but no worries, because the guest that we have lined up for you is going to knock your socks off. And so before I introduce you to tonight's guest, just want to give you a recap of last week's show. Make sure that you go back online and check out the archives. Last week we had a show titled There's a Message in Your Mess, and we were joined by a dynamic author, new author, Adrienne Bilbro. She shared her insights and her ideas and concepts about, you know, her new venture into writing and talked about some of the things that inspired her to write her new book. And she also provided some tools and some steps for those individuals listening to take. If you've ever been interested in possibly writing a story, if there's some things in your heart, some things in your head that you just don't know how to get out on paper, she talked about that. She talked about the power within. And so it was a phenomenal show. She was joined by our own co-host, Mr. Billy Miller, as he discussed some of the experiences he's had in writing his latest book as well. So I encourage you to go back online, check out the replay of Mindshift Talk Radio with special guest Adrienne Bilbro. But again, we have another show lined up for you this week. Now, some of you may have read the information for this show. Some of you may have just found out about this show from your friends or family members or colleagues. And some of you will be listening to the replay of this show. Well, we have been super excited about having this guest on the show again. And this show this week is titled The Seven-Figure Success Coach, Dr. David Cheney. Now, for those of you that have been following us for some time, you would have heard Dr. Cheney on the show before. He was on here earlier in the year and blew us away. And unfortunately, we did not have enough time for him to share his entire message. I mean, really, he just blew us away. He just came with so much. It was like left and right. And we weren't prepared for all of that. And so we knew that we had to have him back on this show because he was just out of this world, really, and just brought so much value to the show. And so I'm so thankful that he willing to come to the show again. Now, this show is about divine funding and how to fund your dreams and your business and your vision using angel investors. Now, for some of you listening, this may be a very new concept. Some of you may not be familiar with this at all, but no worries. That's why we have the expert here. And so before I bring him out and introduce him to you, I do want to tell you a little bit about who we have on the show tonight. Now, Dr. David Cheney as I said, is the seven-figure success coach. I just love that title. But he's a CEO, a business coach, a keynote speaker, and he's a million-dollar earner. Now, who do you want to go to learn how to make money? Would you go to the individuals, those friends or family members, or those people in the circle that are barely making it? Or do you want to go to those individuals that have been there and they've done it? Excuse me. Well, Dr. David Cheney has been there and he's done that. And he's built and manages two successful media firms. He has New Media Ventures Incorporated, and he also has Cheney Media Group. And Doc, as his friends know him best, has been seen on TVN's Praise the Lord. He's been on BET. He's been featured in Black Enterprise magazine. I'm telling you, he is doing it. And he works with celebrities, sports figures, TV personalities, leading big earners in real estate, million-dollar entrepreneurs, and small business startups. And what's so awesome about him, even better than anything I've already said about him, is that he's here for individuals like you and I. I don't know if you're like me, but I haven't made the millions yet. You know, I'm not the big celebrity sports figure. I'm not the TV personality, but I just thank God that I'm able to be here tonight and to be accompanied by someone that is so talented, so gifted, and so anointed and passionate enough about helping other people that he's willing to be here on Mindshift Talk Radio to speak to me and you, our listeners, that we value so much. And in addition to his business success, he's also successful in his personal life. And Doc has a beautiful wife, Barbara Cheney, who he's been married to for 20 years. They have three beautiful children and have been in ministry for nearly 20 years. That is awesome. So not only is this man a million-dollar earner, but he's doing it for the Lord as well. So without any further ado, I want to introduce you to tonight's special and honorary guest, Dr. David Cheney. Doctor, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Welcome to Mindshift Talk Radio.
Well, thank you. I appreciate being on tonight. And you know what? That just allows you and I time to just have fun and talk about money. Because sometimes when you got to talk about money, you don't want a lot of people around. You don't want a whole lot of folk getting in because they'll start asking questions. And, you know, your other co-hosts, they got notes and paper, too, and they'll be jumping and asking questions. So tonight, it's you and I and your audience.
I feel so special, and I'm so honored to have you here.
Well, you know what? I think it's just time for the people of God and just people in general, good, hardworking people, to know that there is money out there for their business and for the believers, those in the body of Christ. They really have to know, you know, God has exactly what you need. But I'm going to tell everybody right now, you don't have to send an offering. You don't have to sow a seed. You don't have to go to a revival and give your light bill or your house note. That would be very irresponsible. All you have to do is to be found walking right, having integrity, and taking some of the tips that I'm going to give you tonight. And I'm going to tell you something, there's money closer to you than you think.
Well, I love it. And like I said before, Doc, we had you on the show, and it was just like a teaser. Because once you came on, I'm serious, I was blown away. I was like, my God, I read about you. You know, we checked you out on Facebook, saw some of your videos, but I had no idea the wealth of information that you were going to bless us with that night. And so that's why I was like, we have to have you back on this show. And I just gave, excuse me, guys, I'm getting over cold, but I just gave a very long introduction, you know, just based on what I've read about you and some of the things I've learned about you. But before we get started with your message tonight, if you don't mind, just briefly, if there's anything I missed, telling our listeners who you are.
Well, I'll tell you what, you gave such a good introduction that I had to sit and start going, oh yeah, that's right, that was me. Yeah, I did interact with sports figures. Yeah, I have worked with people that are on national television. Yeah, that is me. But everything you said in a nutshell is true. One thing I really like to pride myself on is, yes, not only am I a seven-figure earner, but I'm a multiple seven-figure earner. I have taken my businesses, my God-given ideas from kitchen table, per se, to corporate offices, lawyers, to brick-and-mortar locations, and I have done it, and I've done it multiple times, and I'm working to do it again. It's not rocket science. It's just a matter of saying you want it and you get it down and you consistently work on it and you do it over and over and over again. Listen, Please understand, not only am I a seven-figure success coach, but I'm also a successful person who's failed multiple times, okay? So I have no shame in saying that I have not failed in business. Yes, I have. I have failed in business. I was young in business. I didn't know, but I'm going to tell you something. I learned from my mistakes, and I have made everything possible to go forward. And like you said, my wife of now 21 years is my best friend, is my best business partner, and I have learned to take her advice, even if she is not affluent in the endeavor I'm about to get into, because I realize her opinion is valuable because she sleeps with me, she walks with me, she's there with me. If I fall, she's there to pick me up. So why wouldn't I want to take the most time to talk about her? And later on tonight, I am going to talk about her in a segment called Sleeping with an Angel.
I love it. And to me, you know, that in itself was success. When you came on the show and you talked about your wife and the way you esteem her and honor her, you know, I completely admired that about you. And so that was success in itself for me. So it's even, I guess, an added benefit to hear about the financial success that goes along with it. So I am ready to hand it over to you. If you could just tell our listeners what they're in store for, and I will let you have the floor.
Well, I am right now working on a big project, and one of the lead-off products is a teaching called Divine Funding, and it talks about how I raised nearly $500,000 with eight investors. None of these were banks. None of these had contracts. These were pretty much people that I met. I unexpectedly didn't even know that they had that kind of money or wealth of revenue. There were some small angels to some very big angels, but the bottom line is God allowed me to be at the right place at the right time. And so tonight I want to talk about angel investors. And so I've titled this Divine Funding. So as we get into this, I want to say clearly so people understand, the Bible makes it clear in Ecclesiastes 10 and 19 that a feast is made for laughter and wine makes life merry, but money is the answer for everything. I don't care what it is, money answers everything. You can silence the critics, you can have them say what they want, but money answers everything. Now, when we talk about an angel investor, and this is real important that you understand, the reason why I am pro-angel investors, and an angel investor is an individual who provides capital for your business, for your startup. The reason why I like angel investors versus venture capital firms versus banks is because generally their terms are very, very loose. In other words, you can generally get money with a handshake, very, very small contract, and it's pretty much based on your integrity. So if you're listening tonight and your credibility and your integrity is not good, you are not going to like this teaching at all, because there are a lot of people who are literally around people that you have done wrong and you did not know that they have the money that you need to take your business to the next level. So I'm going to be giving scripture tonight as I talk about divine funding, because I'm going to tell you something. This is what I live by. Every single day I live by faith. Every single day I walk by faith. Every single day I pray by faith for God to continue to bless my endeavors. I'm going to let your audience know even now I'm working on a venture to raise a little bit more than $2.5 million. And I'm going to tell you something. Just because I raised money in the past doesn't mean that I have the ability to do it again as fast, because each endeavor requires different people to come in at different stages of the business. Now, let's talk about a couple things to help your audience, because everybody right now is trying to raise money. Whenever recession comes, whenever the country is in an economic meltdown, money is real bad, banks aren't lending, that's normally when people want to start their own businesses, because they're tired of getting laid off. They're tired of not getting raises that they feel meets their performance. They're really ready to get out of debt. And so they're willing to take their 401Ks. They're willing to take their pensions. They're willing to take loans against anything they have in their company saving. Whatever they can get, they're willing to start their business. And I want to tell people, while they tell you all the time to use your money, generally nobody in the business world uses their own money. They use other people's money. Now, here's something I want you to think about. There are three kinds of people that you know. You know somebody that has money, somebody you suspect has money and somebody you know don't have no money. Those are generally the three kinds of people that we associate. Now, let's look at the people that you say don't have any. You just know they don't have any money. I'm going to give you a little tip. Those are generally the ones that have the kind of money that you need. They don't drive the big cars. They're not living in the mansions. They're not very flashy with their clothes and garments. You sometimes see them eating cheese crackers at work. Okay, you generally see them shopping very frugally. Those are the ones that generally are sitting on a lot of money. I talked about my wife earlier, and in this teaching I'm doing something called Sleeping with an Angel. About 4 years or so ago, I really, really wanted to take my business to a next level. I really wanted to get out of the home office. I really wanted to get a brick-and-mortar location, and I knew that what I needed was about $25,000. Now, my wife and I, to that point, had been married maybe 17 years or so. We'd gotten to the stages in the marriage where I was able to pay all the bills. You heard me say the stage in marriage where I was able to pay all the bills, okay? And so I'm paying all the bills. She was working. And quite frankly, I never knew what she did with her money. Didn't care because I was handling everything. Our household was set that on the first of every month by noon, every bill was paid. I know somebody listening there saying, Jesus, help me. I'm going to tell you, if he did it for me, he can do it for you. Well, I needed revenue, and I began to share with my wife. I said, honey, I really want to get this business going. Now, I wasn't talking to her because I felt she had money. I was talking to her as one spouse does to another. I was just wanting her to get into agreement. And she began to ask me more and more about my business. And because I was able to share it and be passionate about me, she said, honey, I want to invest. I had to do the old show that was on with Gary Coleman. I said, what you talking about, honey? She said, I want to invest this money. And I'm sitting there going, where do you have $25,000? And she's looking at me. She's saying, well, honey, you've been paying all the bills. Not only have I been saving up money, but I've been taking the excess that we've had left every month that I've been paying out debt. I've been putting it aside. So I have the money needed for you. I never knew I was sleeping with an angel. Now, let me explain this in detail. There are some people. The first thing is you have to know the vision God gave you for your business. You have to know your business. You have to know your idea. You have to know your industry. And you, as you said on the last time we were on, we really got in detail on that. But I'm going to tell somebody right now, money comes for a purpose. You are not going to get the money you need unless you know what you're going to use the money for. Many businesses never get funded because they don't have a business plan. They don't have an executive summary. I mean, how are you going to get money if you can't have, you don't have a plan? Even the Bible says, write the vision down on tables so that men can run with it. So because I was able to fluently, just right off of the top of my head, begin to share to my wife what I wanted to do and what I needed to buy, I wanted to build a television production studio. And I said, honey, we initially need $25,000 or so. I've got to get some new equipment. We've got to have a deposit to get the office. I've got to have at least a couple months' worth of money to bring on some staffers. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. And because I was so consistent in what I was saying, I wasn't changing. The monies I was needing for equipment wasn't fluctuating every time I talked to her. Because I knew the kind of gear I needed, because I knew all these things, I went to her for advice. Now, let me tell you, this brings me to the other person of the three that we know, the one that you know have money. Let me tell you something. The people that you know have money generally are not liquid. What that means is they may have the big house, they may have the big car, they may take the trips, but that doesn't mean that they have cash to finance your vision. I want you to hear me. People with money will invest wisdom and knowledge before they invest cash. So before you go trying to knock on the door to some football player you know, somebody that has the big house in the gated community, go to them for wisdom. Let me tell you why. Some of the biggest money I've ever received, I've had one angel investor who gave me almost $100,000, and he gave it to me over a series of 5 to 6 months. because I went to him and he shared knowledge. And I was able to turn that knowledge into profit. See, people with money want to see you profit off of their knowledge. And once you can take their knowledge and make it profitable, then they want to turn around and invest into you. Now, remember I told you my wife gave me $25,000. Now, this investor I knew gave me $100,000. Let me tell you all something. Be careful of your lifestyle, because how you currently live can determine if you get any money from angels. What are you talking about? If you are very flashy, very flamboyant, have the latest of everything, have the latest handbag, have the latest Jordans, got a top-of-the-line car, and you go to somebody for money, you know what they're going to say? If you don't, I'm going to tell you. They're going to say, well, you got money. Look at those bags. Look at those cars. Look at those shoes. You're living beyond your means. Can I tell you something? When people invest in you, they're investing for a profit. They're not investing to sustain your lifestyle. If you want to get your business funded, you have to be able to show somebody that you can handle your fiduciary responsibilities. You've got to look like and act like you can handle and manage what they give to you. There are a lot of women that I know want to get businesses and want to get things started. In fact, when you initially posted this on Friday, there was a young lady that said, yeah, I really want to hear this because I want to get some money for my business. Let me tell you something. The Bible talks about a virtuous woman. Now, I want you to hear this. You know, you normally hear it preached on fifth Sunday at church, where they normally put a woman speaker up and she talks about a virtuous woman. Well, let me tell you, when you really translate the word virtuous woman, it means a woman that can get wealth or she can manage wealth. Did you hear that? A virtuous woman is a woman that can get it, which means she can make that money or she can manage that money. If you are a female entrepreneur and you're trying to raise money, you've got to understand that investors are looking for you to be able to make the money or at least manage their money. See, because if you can manage money and the business fails, you still have a person that believes in you. It wasn't your fault. You used everything right, you appropriated, you had enough, and you took yours last. They value people like that, and they'll come and put more into you. But if you are consistently flashy, flamboyant, look like you got it, there are people around you that would never invest in you. Now watch this. I was with a young man who came to me, and this is after we got our television production studio up. We started out with my wife giving $25,000, and then within a matter of a year, my wife and I had put an additional $225,000 into that studio. I mean, because we were making money. Well, a young man came to me, and he said, Doc, I've got an idea for a movie, a production. And I said, well, listen, it's going to cost a lot of money. But I tell you what, why don't you raise at least $5,000, and we'll do a little two-minute trailer. We'll spend one day. I'll get a crew. We'll go in about four or five locations, and we'll shoot segments from your movie, and we'll build a trailer. Well, this is a young man working for a Texas utility company as a customer service rep. He certainly didn't have $5,000. But this is what's interesting. We told him the price. I talked to him over the phone. He hung up. He called us back the next day and said, Doc. I said, yeah. He said, you won't believe this. I said, what? He said, I got the money. I said, well, great. How did you get it? He said, you won't believe this. He said, when I got off the phone, he said, you know, we work in little cubicles. He said, so I was talking to you on my break. When I got off the phone, the lady next to me, she said, what are you doing? He said, well, you know, I went to school. My degree was in television and film. He said, and I've got an idea for a movie, and I need $5,000 so that I can do this production. The woman that was working right next to him, the woman who sat at lunch and observed him, the woman that he never, ever talked to, but yet she sat close enough to hear his conversations in his private time every day, said, I will write you a check tomorrow. See, there is money all around you. The Bible says that God has given us the power to get wealth. There is money all around us. But how you live and how you treat others and how you act will determine where the money comes from. You better come on.
That was a word. That was a word right there. Before you go on, though, Dr. King, before you go on, I just want to let our listeners know you are listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio tonight. We are joined by the special and phenomenal guest speaker, Dr. David Chaney, the seven-figure success coach, and he's discussing how to use angel investors to fund your business. I'm telling you, you are preaching a word right here. You better go ahead. Go ahead. I have my notes out. I'm ready.
I'm telling you because you don't know who's watching you. You don't know who's observing you. You don't know what's going on. You don't know what's happening. And God has people that are watching you, that's taking care of you, that are waiting. In fact, there is a passage, and I'm looking through my notes. Matter of fact, here it is. It's Hebrews 13:2. If you don't write a single passage down, you better write this one down. Hebrews 13:2. It says, "Do not forget to entertain strangers. For by so doing, some people have entertained angels without even knowing it." Oh, God gonna help me run up and get you. See, just being nice to some people. Now listen now. Remember, I told you my wife gave me $25,000. I had another angel give me $100,000. He flew into Dallas, came to my house, met my wife, saw my kids. Now, at that time, we were already living in a 4,000-square-foot house. I already had a Lexus and a H2 Hummer. We already had the three-car garage. We already had all of the bells and whistles. We had all of the success, write that term down, success accessories. We already had everything that we needed. When the investor came, he wasn't impressed with where I lived because he lived in one of the most exclusive communities in Scottsdale, Arizona. So he wasn't impressed by the size of my house. He wasn't impressed by the amount of cars that I had. Do you know what impressed him? He was impressed because my children respected me and my wife. Come on. He respected how my children were. They weren't running around the house acting like baby kids. I know who our audience is. I'm just talking right up in here. My children had decent haircuts. Our children were addressing my wife and I as mom and dad and introducing themselves as yes, sir, and hello, would you like anything? Are you okay? My mom wants to know, are you thirsty? They were very cordial. They were very mannerable. See, some people, there could be money for you if your children just act right. Okay, now, so I received $25 from my wife. I received $100 from this investor because my kids act right. Now, let me tell you about another person. I took a project about 5.5 years ago in West Palm Beach, Florida, and it kept me away from my family for almost 6 months, where that I flew out on Monday mornings and came back to Dallas on Friday. And there was a young man that was there, very, very quiet. Didn't bother anybody. Always greeted me, yes, sir, hello, sir. Very cordial. In fact, he was a little older than me. But at that time, I was making at least 70-some thousand, and I know he was only making like less than 30,000. But he was very nice. I always took time to talk to him. He would ask me about certain things and so forth, and I'd give him a little advice. I was always nice, always respected him as a man and as an older man. Well, can I tell you, about 3 years ago, after I launched my technology company that put me in Black Enterprise, I get a phone call. And I say, hey, he said, Doc, how you doing? I said, man, I'm doing good. He said, you know, I always said to you, if there's ever anything I can do to help you, just ask me. And I know I may not have had what you thought I had, but I just called to tell you I'm in a position to help you. Now, I'm thinking to myself, oh, that's cute. That's nice. He wants to invest a little money. That's sweet of him. But I need some money. I need some money. He said, just tell me how much you need, and I'll wire the money to you tomorrow, no questions asked. And I'm thinking again, isn't that cute? Isn't that sweet? I said, well, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I need about $250,000. I said, but if you know somebody, he said, can you just give me your banking routing number and your ABA number? I said, excuse me? He said, if you just give me your bank account number, I will send you the $250,000. I said, now, wait a minute. You know, I really need about $1 million. You understand? Yes, I did. I'm not joking. He said, well, listen, if you can let me do the $250,000, give me a couple months, and I will see about the $1 million, no questions asked. He said, I'll fly to you on my jet. Now, I said, now, wait a minute, Jesus. This is a man who I saw eat cheese sandwiches at lunch, a man who took his lunch breaks, laid his head on his desk. I knew he was sharing her apartment with four or five people. But what happened is he came into some money from his family. He instantly became wealthy. And can I tell you something? When you are nice to people, you never know the angels that you are entertaining. There is money out there for you. You've just got to be in a position and ready to receive. Now, here's a couple things that I think are going to help you so that this money can start being attracted to you, because you want to be a money magnet. You really got to have things together. I want to tell you something about raising money. There's a difference in raising money for a company and raising money for a product. And let me tell you what's probably the best thing to do. You may have an idea for some widgets, for some gadgets, or better yet, let's use this example. Since you're here on the phone, maybe you have a new way of doing a weave, a hair weave. Listen, I talk to beauticians. I consult them all the time. So maybe you have an idea for a new kind of hair weave. Well, it's better if you're going to raise money to promise a return to the investor off of the success of the product versus the success of your company. And let me tell you why. Because your company may be worth billions, and that product may make hundreds of millions. But it's best that you are paying an investor off of something that's not tied to the bigger picture. Do you understand what I'm saying? I've raised money, and I've promised people a return on product sales, not on the sales of the company. And what that does is that allows them to become so interested in you. That's another thing. If you're going to raise money, get money from people who could be pretty much interested in your business and are willing to help you make your business successful. Now, not all money is good money, and not everybody do you want in your business. Now, here's a way to get some money. And generally, angel investors don't really require contracts. They may require a promissory note, but they generally aren't wanting a full outline of your business, future financials, social security numbers, background checks, and all those other things. So generally, they don't want any of that. They just pretty much are investing because they believe in you. One of the things that you really have to be considerate of is you don't know if this is their last. So you really have to be responsible. Now, one thing you can do to get money from people and so that they don't come back and try to sue you if you don't pay them is, let's say you need $1,000 just to get started. That's not really going to help you run anything, but it's enough for you to get your DBA, to get your corporate filings, to get your business registered, to get your bank account open. Well, first thing you do is divide that $1,000 up amongst all the closest people that you know. This is called fund busting, F-U-N-D, fund busting. And fund busting allows you to gather your friends together and say, hey, I've got an idea for something. And if they really believe in you, they'll go, hey, I've got a few dollars. So you say if you need $1,000, you go, well, can I get 10 of my friends to give $100? Or can I get 5 of my friends to get $200? You see? So you just divide it up, you get them together, and you say, listen, I want you guys to help me because I've got an idea for something. Now, at this stage, I can't promise you any return, but I want to really develop the idea because it's possible we can really be in something. People, if they like you, they'll give to you. Listen, if you worked for a company and you were really great to your boss or your employer, go back to them and say, listen, I've got an idea for something. I'm looking for some funding. You do not have to go to the bank. Sometimes all you got to do is just get on the phone or get on your social network. I've raised money online. Do you know I have sat and talked online on the phone? I've done live broadcast online. And people have turned around, and while we're talking, they've sent $250 a pop. They said, we believe enough in what you're saying, we're giving to you. Angel investors. God uses angels to take care of his people, and I'm telling you, there is money there for you. If God is going to give you an idea, he's going to send provision. Do you hear me? God is going to send provision for your business, but you've got to do your due diligence. You've got to do your homework. You've got to do your study. You've got to know your product better than anybody. You've got to get this in your spirit. You've got to get it down inside of your heart. I don't know what your desire is for your business, but it's got to be able to be on you so that while you're sleeping, you're dreaming your idea. When you wake up in the morning and you're brushing your teeth, you see the vision in your eyes. When you're driving down the street, I don't even listen to the radio. Do you know I don't even listen to the radio in my car because I'm always having vision? I'm always having vision. I can't tell you the latest Jay-Z Kanye song. I don't know. It doesn't even bother me. What I'm interested in is getting my vision funded. You've got to become determined, so much so that people look at you and they can tell you're going to make them some money. People want to make money, and they would rather make money with somebody that they know than somebody that they don't know. When you raise money, make sure when you promise a return, you're not promising the world. That's one area we mess up real bad because we promise a whole lot instead of promising what we can. In fact, promise a return on the success of the product. Don't put a timetable to it. In other words, when I raise money for businesses, I don't say I'm going to start giving a return in 2 or 3 years because a real investor knows a startup company could take 2 to 3 years before any money starts producing. So put it on the success of the product. Does that make sense?
Definitely.
The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 5:5, it's better that you should not vow than you should vow and not pay. Psalms 37:21 says, the wicked borrow and does not pay back, but the righteous is gracious and gives. You have to set yourself in order. Let me say this to you. Before you start raising money from people, if you can't pay your bills, you may not need to get any money from anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest with you. If you can't pay your house note, if you can't pay your car note, if your stuff is consistently late, if you're consistently behind, you don't want to play with other people's money. See, because JCPenney's won't send somebody over to your house and knock on your door. You understand? And I'm telling you, there are people that will come to your house to get their money if you play games with them. So you want to be honest in what you do. There has to be transparency in your business. Communicate with your investors. Let them know how things are going. Let them know if you've hit a snag. They may want to put more money into you. But one thing I do want to tell you is this, and we'll have to have a whole nother hour to talk about how to evaluate your business, because one thing you don't want to do is give away your business for a few dollars.
Okay.
You don't want to do that. And when you start a company, it's hard to evaluate how much your company is worth. You know, I generally tell people, if you're going to get money, get a loan. Don't get it against your company. Just get a loan. No, I believe in you, Stacey. I believe in your product. I believe that it's the – listen, I want to give you $100,000 for 10% of your company. No, I tell you what, I really need $100,000, but I tell you what, won't you just loan me $50,000? Let's operate on that. See, because if we do a loan and the company doesn't do good, then they can sue me, but they're not coming after me personally.
Right.
They don't own shares in the company. And let me tell somebody else this, too, and I'll just throw this in. Please, this is one thing I tell people all the time. Be careful when you start your business and you got a partner. Particularly if it's your idea for the business, you need to control that money. Do you hear me? Listen. If you don't hear nothing else, hear this from a man whose company generates over $50,000 a month while I sleep. And you know this, the last time we talked, I was in West Palm Beach, Florida. Do you know I retired for 15 months? I was able to get up and go to the beaches, go to Miami, go to Orlando, stay in big suites, do what I want for you. I was pretty much retired. I didn't do anything. Out of 14 months, I only worked less than 30 hours. And that includes the hour that we talked on the phone because my business was generating money. But can I tell you something? One of the worst things in the world is to pick up the phone and you have to ask somebody, hey, listen, give me some money. And they want to sit and complain about it. And that's your money. You really want to be careful when you start a business. And this is something people don't know about partnerships. Listen, I always tell people, the courtship is always wonderful. The sex is even better. But it's the divorce that gets nasty. And that could be your money, half of your money. And particularly if it's your idea, you're the one doing the work. In general, we get business partners who we bring in because we like them and they're good confidants. But then we let them control the money. It's interesting. People want to come into your business and they want to control your money. Do not let anybody control your money. If you are not good with money, then get an accounting firm to be responsible for your money. And that's something that you can tell the investor. I have an accountant, and they're going to be responsible for the money. But don't ever let your partner be in control of your money. I had a business partner. Listen to me. Remember, I've raised $500,000. I had a business partner steal over $500,000 in cash from me. Now, I've had two business partners. I've actually had three. And the one business partner I've had for over 21 years, and I've made my mind up last year that I am never having another business partner other than her. But I had one business partner who I prayed with, who we went to church together, who we were good friends with, and he had access to our business account, and when I needed it to go get it, it was gone, and so was he. So God has angels around you 24/7. Angels are there to take care of your needs. He's giving you the power to get wealth. You have to be careful and make sure that you're always kind around people that you deal with because there are people that want to invest in you. You have to be careful also in who you ask for money. Don't go to somebody who's in the same competitive business as you. Don't think you're smarter or wiser than somebody who has the power to destroy and take what you have and run off with. Don't think you're smarter than that. You know, that's what we generally do. You want to start a hair salon, so you go to somebody you know, they have a hair salon, and what happens is you mistakenly show them the secrets that God's given you. Now they see your secrets. They either look at you as a threat or they look at you as a friend. And most of the time, they look at you as a threat. And they'll smile in your face. And while you think you're smarter than them, they have the money and wherewithal to be smarter than you. And if you get any money from them or any ideas from them or anything from them, they can turn around and sue you later on. Three things you need to get. You need to make sure you get some kind of legal representation. Don't be afraid of lawyers, because if you don't get them in the beginning, you're going to need them in the end. Get you an accountant, because you're going to need somebody to be able to handle your books, your money, your taxes, and all those other things. Even getting started, I don't care how little it is, it's rather to pay a little bit and put it in what you're trying to raise. If you meet a lawyer, an accountant, and a business planner, and just the initial consultations with them and agreements to go forth cost you $500, and you need $1,000, put the $500 in your cost. You need $1,500. And let the investors see. I have retained legal counsel, business counsel, and financial counsel as I'm getting this endeavor off the ground. People like to see that.
Okay.
They like to see that. So never underestimate where money comes from. You also have to be wise about who's watching this money when God sends it. And you always have to be a shrewd business person. You pay yourself last. I have been around men who've raised millions. In fact, I've raised $500,000, but I spent about 8-9 years working with individuals, and they've raised over $20 million for several businesses. And one thing I always saw them do was do something called, I'm taking money off the top for intellectual property. And what that means is they're saying, I'm going to take money for my years of thinking on this idea, which has nothing to do with what we raised. Now they're instantly putting the company in debt. If you've never had $100,000 in your bank account or $500,000 in your bank account or $1 million in your bank account, you really, really want to get some good corporate advice to help you manage that money. Because trust me, when you walk around with a little card and you happen to walk by a store and you can buy what you want, you can get whatever you need, next minute you know, you will be zero. There will be no money to operate. I've been in a business before where we ran out of money, and my partner didn't know what to do. And we couldn't raise money because of the other partner who ran off with money. So I had to set up a whole other company. I had to raise some funds for that and get it going. We had to dissolve another company. I had to let my new company buy the intellectual property from the other company so that we can keep things going. I'm not being funny with you. Raising money is not hard, but it sure ain't easy. But you've got to have a plan. And when you work that plan, that thing will work over and it'll become like dominoes. It'll just start falling and falling. I mean, money will start coming out of everywhere. Do you hear me? You'll be able to do – there's no reason why you're not doing these call-in shows like this and people on calling saying, I want to invest in you. I want to invest in you. I want to invest in you. They should believe enough about you. People should be coming to you and say, you need to start your own radio TV show. How much money do you need? No, literally. Because when you master your craft and people are impressed, people like to get involved with people that's going places. There's money also outside of your circuit. Look, just don't. If all you do is hang at church and you're trying to get money, you got to get outside the church. Go to networking meetings. Go to mixers. You can go to happy hours and not drink. Drink your soda. Go hobnob. Go hang out with the banking industry. You can find these events online. Go hang out with people. Listen, we have to do like actors do in Hollywood. Everybody has a script. Everybody has a script. And they could be a busboy. And if they see a famous producer walk into the bathroom, they're following them in there with what? Their script.
Mm-hmm.
You always have to be ready because you never know where money's going to come from. You never know. You got any questions for me? Because let me tell you what we're all going to do. Before you give me 3 minutes before we get off, and I'm going to do, I don't know if you've ever done this before, but I'm going to pray for people's businesses. Okay? See, let me tell somebody something. Lots of times we go to church and we want our pastors, and people don't know our pastor for 15 years. They want our pastors to lay hands on us and pray over us. But when's the last time you had a multi-million-dollar producer, a multi-million-dollar earner, actually pray for you and speak life over you? And that's what I want to do at the last 3 minutes of this broadcast today.
Well, definitely. I'm open to it. Definitely. And, again, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio. I am your host, Stacey Emery, joined by the phenomenal seven-figure success coach, bishop, trainer, speaker, just extraordinary Dr. David Chaney joining us tonight talking about angel investors and about funding your business. And as I said earlier in the show, about funding your dream and your vision. And, Doc, I mean, I'm just like, wow, because you shared so much information. I was here, my notes look crazy because I'm scribbling just trying to keep up. And I'm even in the chat room. I know T. Lamont is over there in the chat room just fired up. You know, he's like, even the church needs a mind shift. And I'm like, I hear you. But you covered so much tonight, and I know there will be individuals that want to get more information. I will say this to our listeners, you know, there's no way that we can get everything squeezed into this show in 1 hour, but it was enough for you to get started, you know, the information that was shared tonight. And really, it comes down to taking action. Some of the things that stood out to me that you shared tonight, Doc, were, one, being consistent. You know, you talked about writing down that vision. You talked about being very consistent. And it makes me even think, you know, recently I decided to start reading Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich again. You know, I've read it before, but, you know, sometimes you read some stuff and you read it again and there's new insight, new revelation every time you read it. And, you know, for anyone that's read that book or familiar with it, know that it comes down to just having this spirit, you know, this relentless spirit to pursue your dreams and your vision and your passion and, you know, and not be sidetracked or derailed from that purpose for your life. And you talk about just being so very consistent. And one thing that I also like that you discussed tonight was about being transparent in your business. And I can honestly say for me personally, and I'm sure for other people listening to this show, is that we can gain strength through other individuals' transparency. You know, I could not have Mind Shift Talk Radio be successful if I wasn't willing to be here to be very transparent and say, this is who I am, this is what I feel, and this is why we need to have this show and have these types of conversations. I could not come here every Monday night and put up this facade and connect with my listeners like we've been able to do. And so I'm thankful that you talked about that, about being transparent, because I think many of us are so afraid of what other people think about us, or we feel condemned about mistakes we've made in the past, and sometimes we don't even forgive ourselves for the things we've done. And we hold on to those things, and it buries us. And so I appreciate you sharing that. And also, one last piece, because I know I'm trying to sum this up because we're coming up in an hour. Oh, my goodness, it's driving me nuts. But when you talked about just the relationships, And you talked about how to make sure that we're sowing seeds in relationship. Just the fact, the story that you told about individuals, you know, the guy that had the coworker that was willing to invest $5,000, that money definitely and truly is around us. But you said it and you hit the nail on the head when you said we have to be in position and we have to be ready to receive it. It is so easy for us to say, I have a dream, I want to be my own boss, I want to have this business. And trust me, when I say this, I am preaching to myself. You know, it's so easy to say that we want these things, but how badly do we want this? Like you said, do you wake up in the morning? Do you think, is that what you think about? Are you brushing your teeth thinking about your vision? Are you driving thinking about that passion and what you've been called to do? Are you living that way? Are you so consumed with life, with the challenges of life, with the obstacles of life, what's going on TV, what Basketball Housewives did this? You know, it's just like, when do we get to the point when we say, you know, enough already? It's one thing to talk about it. Now I have to be about it. And that's why I'm so thankful that you were willing to come on this show and to provide this information to coach our listeners, because truly this has been a one-hour coaching session, and thank God it was for free.
Hey. Hey,
but
you know what?
We're
helpers one to another. We're helpers one to another. And let me just tell you this, you know, and I'm going to speak life into your business and into your secret dreams. I'm going to speak life right now into the things that you have obviously put on the back burner so that you could do this broadcast and help other people with their businesses. I hear it in you. I know it, and God is showing it to me. You spend so much time trying to help other people get their businesses going, helping other people become successful. You spend so much time motivating other people. But I'm here to tell you, God's about to motivate you. It is time for you to bring forth that business, because you have heard firsthand from all of these great speakers. And while you thought you were sharing this with other people, God was letting it deposit in your spirit so that you could begin to bring your business to pass. I'm telling you, there is a million-dollar venture inside of you that you have kept, and it comes from life experience. The biggest money you can make is from your life experience, because there are people saying, I was just waiting for you to do something because I've got just what you need. And I'm telling you, if you make 2012 your year to invest in self, you will see a return that's going to blow the minds of all the naysayers.
I don't
prophesy to folk. I don't do that. I just felt it, because I know it's true, because you've got scraps of paper. You have things written down. You have news clippings. You have things. You have pictures of the house you want, pictures of the car you want to drive. You have these things already available. You know what you want to do, but you are so busy helping others. But no, it is your time to help yourself.
Well, praise God. I receive it. Again, Dr. David Chaney here on Mindshift Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to make sure that you share this replay information with every friend, family member, coworker, whether you like them or not. Encourage them to go back to mindshifttalkradio.com and check out the replay of this show with a seven-figure success coach, Dr. David Chaney. Dr. Chaney, I know we're coming up at the end, and I know you said you wanted to say a prayer for us. Before you do that, if you could please just let our listeners know how they can get in touch with you and how they can get some more information.
Well, sure. Listen, you can reach me by email, by emailing me at the number 7figuresuccesscoaching, 7figuresuccesscoaching at gmail.com, 7figuresuccesscoaching at gmail.com. And you can also reach me on Facebook at facebook.com, 7figuresuccesscoaching. And if you go to my Facebook fan page and sign up, you'll also be able to get a free 45-minute MP3 teaching that I put together entitled 10 Things Every Faithpreneur Needs to Know. It's absolutely free. It's a powerful – you heard how I talked for the last hour. You ought to hear this. I mean, I'm ripping scripture. I'm speaking life. I'm walking and talking. And this is direct to you. This was not to an audience. I sat in my studio. I took the time, and I spoke this, and you're going to hear passion in this, because there are 10 things every faithpreneur needs to know if they want to be successful.
I love it. Well, again, thank you so much for being here. And we're coming up at the end of the hour, but here I go again. There is one more thing I would like to ask you, just
sure,
really quick, because there was so much information that you shared tonight. If there was one takeaway, if there was one call to action that you could leave our listeners with, what would be that one thing you would say they need to do now?
Hebrews 13:2, do not forget to entertain strangers, For doing so, some people have entertained angels. You better learn to adjust how you are, adjust how nice you are. You better be nice to people, because getting money is all about being nice. If you don't know how to talk to people, you better change. You better get that chip off your shoulder. You better change your attitude. You better go take a personality class, because I'm telling you, getting money is about how you smile, how you talk, and develop your story, because people get money with a story. So you've got to learn to be nice, because I'm telling you, there are angels closer to you than you know, and if you don't know how to be nice to people, you never know what God is trying to send your way.
All righty. Well, I will let you go ahead and close us out with the prayer, and after you're done, I will close out the show.
Well, Father, I thank you so much for the staff of this broadcast, and I thank you so much for the listeners of this broadcast, because, God, you said in your word you have given us the power to produce and get wealth. And I begin to speak right now to every faithpreneur, every entrepreneur, to every CEO, to every business owner, to every young entrepreneur that's sitting there with an idea that people said it would never come to pass. I'm speaking to somebody right now. Your business, it seems like your customers have dried up. You've got payroll that's coming due. Staffers are getting antsy. I'm speaking life right now to somebody who God's saying, you have an idea that will be sold. Somebody's going to buy your business out. I'm speaking life to somebody who's given up on their dreams because everything else has failed. But God is telling you right now, this is your season. I'm telling you right now to start investing in yourself. The Lord is saying, take your next dollar and invest it in you. Invest it in your marketing. Invest it in your education and knowledge of your business. Invest it in new tools for your office, in new computers, in new gear, in whatever it takes for your business to be successful. Invest it in your business. And I'm going to tell you right now, now, as you begin to invest, God is going to begin to pour into you, and the Lord is going to send angels your way. And here's what the Lord is saying. He's going to send people your way that are not just going to bring money, but they're going to bring equipment. They're going to bring staff. They're going to bring talents. There are going to be people that are going to say, I'll work for free. Just write this on. I'll write this off. There are people that are going to invest money, and they say, I don't want anything back from you. I'm just going to give it to you because I like you. If this is your season, 2012 is your season, we are on the edge. So I speak life to all faithpreneurs. It is time for you to live, and your business shall not die. Even if you've got to walk out of one business and move into a storefront or move into your living room or into a spare bedroom, your business is going to continue to flow. And God said, I'm going to rebuild you, I'm going to make you better, and I'm going to make you the head and not the tail. In Jesus I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Doc Tenney, for joining us tonight, and a special thanks for the prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, again, I'm your host, Stacey Emery. Thank you so much for tuning in to Mindshift Talk Radio. As always, I encourage you to have another blessed, phenomenal, productive, and amazing week. Make sure that you're here every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific, for Mindshift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery, Dr. Ayal Kedar, the Natural Zen Diva, and Mr. Billy Miller, the Motivational Minister. You guys have an amazing week. Doc Cheney, be blessed. Continue doing what you do.
Thank you.
Thank you again for being here. Awesome. And we will speak to you guys soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mindshift Radio.